Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. Fall is in the air, the last of the gardens being brought in, bumper crops of tomatoes. Irene Bunsen had the great satisfaction this week of walking out of her back gate, out of her garden, and across the alley and down the way and into the back gate of her brother-in-law, Clarence Bunsen. She walked carrying a clear plastic bag with a dozen deep red softball-size tomatoes in it, and she strode in past his pitiful tomato patch with his little puny flea-bitten tomatoes. And there he was, sitting on his back porch, reading the newspaper. She walked up to him. She said, "I brought you these. I thought you could use these." It's been a beautiful, beautiful year for tomatoes. Ours have never been so good. She looked at his. "What happened to you? Somebody pee on them or what? What did you forget to water or what happened to them? Anyway, here you go." He took them reluctantly. He said, "I don't eat tomatoes so much anymore. They give me gas." She said, "Clarence, tomatoes contain vitamins you wouldn't believe, lycopene, which is proven to be very helpful in fighting off various cancers and heart disease and high blood pressure. And you've had gas ever since I've known you, so don't worry about that. Lycopene, no." And then she flicked the newspaper in his hand. She said, "You can get this online, you know. I read this on my iPhone on the treadmill. Really, really, you ought to catch up." Oh, pow, pow, pow. She just got him three times. Tomato supremacy and techno supremacy and exercise supremacy and knowing about lycopene and all of that. Oh, it's a wonderful thing to have an act of Christian charity that also enables you to kick somebody in the shins, to be generous to people and share your vegetables with them, and also to insult them at the same time is to win coming and going. School starts on Tuesday, and there's a lot of ambition and excitement in the air. The Peterson girl is going away to college on Tuesday. She's going out to upstate New York. She's going to Greenwood College, and she's all excited about it. She's so excited, she doesn't dare tell her parents. They've been weeping now for weeks. Her mother says, "I just can't believe that in 3 days you're going to be going out that door. And when do we see you? You're going to come back for Christmas, aren't you?" Peterson girl says, "Well, I suppose so. You suppose so? Well, of course you will. We can call you on Saturdays. I want to call you every week." "Sure, whatever you want, Mother. I mean, you're going to miss us, aren't you?" "Of course." She has big plans, the Peterson girl. She's bought all sorts of clothes she doesn't show her mother. Things are going to change when she leaves town. She's not going to be this mousy girl anymore in the brown horn-rimmed glasses. She's bought all these clothes, and she keeps them under her bed. It's not easy to keep a secret from your mother. She keeps them in a box that's marked "Science Project, Flammable, Open Carefully." Skinny jeans, 6 pairs of skinny jeans. Big flowy shirts that go with belts. She's got slingback shoes, and she's got makeup that she's going to try on. She's going to be a different person when she leaves this town. She's going far away so that she can be the person she wants. She's going to drop that nickname, Bunny. That's been a stone in her shoe since she was in the fourth grade. She's not going to be this nerd anymore, the 4-H girl, the goody-goody girl whose big project is leading a discussion on the United Nations Security Council. She's going to be attractive when she goes away. And she's not going to be Barbara anymore. She's going to change her name once she leaves town. She's going to change her name to Bella. It's the name of her great-grandmother. She's reaching back to an ancestor that she never got to meet. Her great-grandmother, who married into this Norwegian family, but she's clearly not Norwegian, in this one photograph of her taken in a train station in Milwaukee. She's just off the boat, and she's got dark, curly hair, and she's gorgeous. And Pete Peterson married her. He didn't meet her until that day, and he married her that evening. And the Peterson girl is practically sure that Bella was Jewish and married into this Norwegian family, and that Pete Peterson knew she was, and that's why he married her. Bring in something different, not always the same thing. No, she's going to do a lot of things once she gets out of this town. She's trying out this hair gel preparation. It's kind of a wax and a spray. And you put it on your hair when it's still wet from the shower. And you work on it for a while. It takes about an hour. And it makes your hair look as if you just got out of bed. And it stays beautifully messed up the whole day. You couldn't wear this in Lake Wobegon. People would comment on it. She's going to try out this bright red lipstick when she gets out to Greenwood College, and she's going to become Bella. She's going to get rid of these glasses ASAP, and she's going to get LASIK surgery, and she's going to be attractive. She's going to be a new person, shed who she was completely. She doesn't dare tell her parents, but last Sunday, she didn't go to church. Her mother cried. She said, what are we going to tell people? They're going to ask where you are. Just tell them I stayed home. That's all. What, are you sick? No, I just decided to stay. Well, what are people going to say? If you don't come to church, they're going to wonder. Well, let them wonder. So her parents went off to church, and she stayed home, and she opened up her science project boxes, and she put on her skinny jeans, and she put on her lip gloss, and this sort of cream that brings out the shine in your face, makes you look as if a spotlight is focused on you. And she worked on her hair, and she got it all tangled and tousled in a very sexy way. She looked gorgeous. She stood in the bathroom looking at herself in the mirror, and she sang, I will always love you. I will always love you. Standing in a certain way and messing up her hair in a certain way. And she did not hear them until they opened the front door coming home from church. And she dashed into the bedroom. She took off her clothes as fast as she could. And she dashed into the bathroom and into the shower to wash off. And she slipped in the shower, and she banged face first into the shower head, and she gave herself a shiner, big purple black eye, right eye. She's going to go off to Greenwood College with a black eye. And when she gets there, Bella is going to tell them that she got that black eye in a fight in a bar room defending her boyfriend against another girl. And if you think that looks bad, you ought to see the other girl. So she missed church last Sunday, and she missed Pastor Liz, who gave her sermon on Jesus coming back to Jerusalem. He knew he was going to be crucified. He explained this to the disciples. Peter said, no, we can't let this happen. And Jesus told them, whoever wants to save his life will lose it. Anyone who follows me must take up his cross. What does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Three blows, pow, 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 in one chapter of the gospel. Well, Pastor Liz gave a pretty good sermon on this gospel passage for somebody who's full of doubt herself and somebody who has no intention of taking up her cross, thank you very much, and someone who does not want to give up her life, thank you. She wants more life, actually. And she knew as she gave this wonderful sermon that she was going to come down to the state fair on Monday and Monday night and maybe stay over until Tuesday. She was going to come down to the state fair and not wear her clergy shirt. She was going to wear a bright green T-shirt. And across the front, it says, "Check it out." And on the back, it says, "Not bad, huh?" Clergywoman can be a lonely position in life. People put you in a little plastic capsule. People don't want to touch you somehow. Men don't flirt with you anymore. When you're carrying your cross on your shoulder, there's no flirtation with people who are carrying a cross. Try it sometime, and you'll find out. And she misses that. She wants to be flirted with. So she came down to the state fair on Monday in this T-shirt, and she had some little stick-on tattoos. "Check it out. What you looking at?" it said on her right arm. She brought a pack of Lucky Strike cigarettes. She rolled up in her sleeve of her T-shirt. And she wore skinny jeans and she wore sandals. And she planned to have 3 beers. And she came down here with mirror shades on. You wouldn't look at her and think Lutheran pastor. That would have been your last thought, and that's what she wanted. She wanted to come down here and get a little bit loose. She went down to the Midway first thing, and she bought $40 worth of tickets for rides, and she went over to a ride called the Salad Tosser. It's very popular among Lutherans. Lutherans are people who are much more comfortable at a distance of about 24 inches minimum, 38, 42 inches if possible. They just don't stand close together. There are Lutherans who go for months without anybody touching them. Sometimes people do sort of accidentally bump into you and then they leap back and they apologize. It's not a touchy-feely bunch of people. So Pastor Liz likes to ride this ride. It's a kind of a stainless steel cylinder. And you climb into it, and you just stand there with your back to it. But you're not going to hold your position. There are no partitions. There's no stanchions, no belts. You're just loose in there. And it spins a little bit, and it jiggles a little bit, and it leans over to one side, and it rolls. And it just tosses people around. You have to wear a little bike helmet to ride it. You have to take off hard-toed shoes. Because in the Salad Tosser, you're going to be touching other people all the time. You're going to be bumping into people you've never touched before. You're going to be lying on top of people. You're going to be rolling around with people. It's just going to keep bouncing you around. She gets off the ride. She stands until she's not dizzy anymore. And then she gets back on. And this is her therapy. This is her escape. It's just to roll around in a bunch of other bodies. She ran into the Peterson girl at the fair. You have that danger, you know, in a ride that's popular among Lutherans, you might run into somebody you know. And there was the Peterson girl, her last time at the state fair before she goes off to Greenwood College. They tried to avoid eye contact. But it turned and spinned and it jiggled and it bounced. And they were in each other's arms, the girl and the pastor. They were in each other's arms. She was going to say something to the girl, but the girl looked away. And when the ride was over, they walked out and didn't say a word. It's a shame that the Peterson girl is going to miss Pastor Liz is preaching because it's going to be better from now on for having ridden in the Salad Tosser. She got out of the Salad Tosser after her last ride, and it was dark. And a man who had met her in the Salad Tosser asked if he could buy her a beer. Sure, she said. And they sat in the beer garden, and he bought her a beer. And he said, where do you live? Oh, I live up north of here. Oh, what do you do? Well, I do counseling. Oh, well, that's interesting. That's interesting. Counseling, yeah. What sort of counseling? Well, whatever people need. Well, he said, I could use some counseling. You want to come out and sit in my car? She could have said yes. She could say no. It'd be okay to say yes. Or you could say no. Interesting to have that kind of choice. Yes, no. She said, well, I'd like to, she said. But my father's waiting for me. Oh, he's around here? Yeah. You could call him. No, he doesn't carry a cell phone. Well, okay. I'll give you my email address. Get in touch. Okay, I might do that, she said. I might do that. It was nice. He touched her arm. He put his hand on her shoulder. He put his hand around her waist and back. And then all the way around, and around her waist in front, and slightly below her waist. It was very sweet. She'll be a better preacher for that. You have to live, you know, in order to understand the gospel. You have to live. Jesus did. He hung out with sinners and Republicans. And so can you. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good looking, all the children are above average.